Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
This is the Big O Show.
We are back. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Having some fun here on the show. And it looks like folks are now filing in. The parking lot is starting to get full. The players are starting to get here. Usually the kickers and special teamers get here a little bit early, and then the rest of the players start filing in. And we'll have a little fun out here. With the afternoon practice, which would be getting underway in about an hour, is when the afternoon practice will start getting underway. And we will be out here covering it for you. It has cleared up a little bit for those of you that, here you go, give you a little look. See down there in the corner there, you see the players warming up there. Those are usually the special teamers, long snappers, kickers, returners, all that kind of stuff. They usually get here early. And there you go. They're working the field. I don't know why they have the benches there. You see the benches there on top of the Reese's logo there? I don't know. They might be taking some pictures or something. But there you go. And the day's a little more clear. It was more cloudy. There's the downtown area back over there. You see the tallest building? That's a new building that they put up, I don't know, about maybe 7-8 years ago. The one to the right that looks like it, like a little brother that also has the peak, that is the team hotel. Okay? There you go. The two to the left that are the taller ones, those are the newer buildings in Mobile in the last 10 years. So there you go. There's a little taste of what's going on here at the Senior Bowl. We are up in the press box looking down. And I got to tell you, one of the things that I like about being up here and looking down like this, we get to see everything. We get to see everything develop and all that good stuff. But I got to tell you, Bill, you won't be hanging with a T-shirt down there. That's for sure.
You're one of those clowns at a football game that wants to get pneumonia.
Yeah, you know? Or they're all liquored up, too, or something, or whatever it is. You know. Oh, and they're also used to this kind of cold. Like, there's no way you can get used to it. So that's a high-ass punt right there, dude, that guy just put. Anyway.
We're at in the press box, when they get it up here eye level with us, yeah.
Yeah, dude, yeah. And we're at about the 35-yard line, 40-yard line is where we're at here on the press box. So we are having fun, folks, and we're enjoying ourselves out here. And if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's really simple. Okay, all you got to do is dial 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there. As always, that's like a 24-hour talk show pretty much. And always having some fun on that. And we appreciate those of you that are checking it out on the YouTube channel. We talked a little bit about that Dolphin story with Joe Burrow, which I thought was kind of silly. And it's the element that we're in right now. This time of year is where people start writing stories and trying to it's clickbait, really. Is what it is. Because when you write the story about, well, the coach is interested in Joe Burrow, and then, or you write the story that, well, should they have lost games? Because then they had their chance at Joe Burrow. More clickbait stuff. The Dolphins never went out to try to figure out how to lose games. No. They said, how are we going to rebuild our team and reset it? This is the best way for us to do it. Tear it all down, build through youth. This is the way we're going to do it. Others choose to do it other ways. They did it this way. It wasn't about tanking, but it was a good clickbait for you guys, right? Because it got you people riled up, some of you out there. a lot of you that listen to this show and follow the show and all that, I think we've kind of explained it, that it had nothing to do with tanking. And I think most people now understand the way the Dolphins were rebuilding. And they noticed how they ended up winning more games than a bunch of other teams, right? So, you know, that's that part there is kind of explains what it is, but it also explains what the media, certain people are trying to do and storylines that they have to come up with. Like, to talk about it now that, well, they had a shot at Joe Burrow, but you had to lose games. Why talk about that now? That has nothing to do with what you're doing now. Why don't you talk about you're at five now? What's realistic? Who's going to be there at number five? It's not going to be Joe Burrow. Okay, Tua. Could Tua be there? Now, that's a legitimate conversation to have.
That would take a lot of work, oh.
Justin Herbert, right. Justin Herbert, is he worthy of the fifth pick? All of those things. Because, see, Justin is going to come out here and he's going to wow you with his athleticism. He's going to wow you with his arm and all of that. It's the question is he mature enough? Mentally, is he a guy that's going to command respect from people in the locker room? All of these kind of things. When you watch Drew Lock and the way he was acting on the sidelines for the Denver Broncos, I have a hard time believing that guys are going to be rallying around Drew Lock anytime soon. Okay, unless Drew Lock goes out there and plays like Pat Mahomes, then even if he acts like a horse's ass, you will still follow him because, all right, he's a horse's ass, but have you watched the kid play? That kind of stuff. You got to watch Drew Lock. He's like air rapping on the sidelines. Apparently, there's something blazing through the stadium speakers that gets him jacked, and he is literally acting like the rapper on stage and rapping. You know? Weird, but it is what it is. But this is the clickbait time of the year. Okay? Well, no, but if you pass up on Tua, he could be the next Drew Brees. You know, all of these things that they want to like kind of scare you with, you know? Well, should they trade up for Joe Burrow? Are other teams interested in Joe Burrow? Will the Bengals trade him? Which they're not trading him. They're going to draft him. And Miami has no shot. But no, let's talk about it. Right? No, let's write about that the owner wants Joe Burrow. Because again, you fell for the banana in the tailpipe that the owner supposedly wanted Lamar. And that wasn't true either. Don't fall for the clickbait anymore, man. Telling you, it's not worth it. You build yourself up for all kinds of crap to like set yourself. I mean, think about all the time that was wasted talking about Lamar Jackson this past year. Oh, we could have had him. Oh, we should have had him. Oh, the owner wanted him. Well, no. None of it is true. You shouldn't have him because you shouldn't pick him at 11 because he wasn't worthy of the 11th overall pick. Okay? And if you change to that offense that they have, it's great while it works. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't have a fallback plan because it doesn't have a quarterback. It doesn't have a guy that can depend on his arm. Clickbait, man. That's what they're going to do to you guys over the next couple months. Let's write a dramatic article that will get people thinking and frustrated and whatever it is, even though there's not a modicum of truth on it, there's not one part of it that you can actually say it's substance. Just like, oh, the owner wants Joe Burrow. Really? Clickbait, man. All about clickbait. What can I tell you? All right. The number 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, and we thank Nunez Law, of course, for being a great sponsor of our program every single day here on the show. We do want to remind you that The program is brought to you by Pallet Rack City. And we love Eddie Pereira and all the great people at Pallet Rack City. I mean, we all love a great rack. A great rack looks fantastic, right? You walk in and you see a great rack, it catches your attention. That means your business is organized. Because if you called Pallet Rack City, now your warehouse looks great. It doesn't look like it's all out of mess and unorganized. And you got your employees having to take boxes off to take another box down. It's crazy. They're doing double the work. Man, organize your warehouse and call Pallet Rack City and get the best looking racks out there, new and used, okay? Because they buy and sell new and used pallet racking. They sell it for you. So get out there. They got the largest used racking inventory in South Florida. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment. Please call Eddie Pereira. They've got everything for your warehouse needs. I'm telling you, 305-887-9212. That's 305-887-9212 for Pallet Rack City. All right. The other thing that I saw yesterday as we get ready for practices, we are about, about an hour away from practice starting here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. But one of the things I saw yesterday, I guess it was a bad night for college basketball because you have a college basketball player stepping on another guy. And that part was so odd to watch, right? Now, it's something that when you look at the incident that happened, right? It's funny to then hear the excuses. And we live in this society where we like to make excuses for things. We don't take responsibility for them. In the middle of something that there is actual video evidence of what you're doing and you are going to lie about it. And for the player to come out and say that, well, no, I was trying to get my balance. Right. And I know that the coach was talking about it after and saying, well, he said something about, we'll have to look at it on film and that, he was getting his balance and all that. The coach didn't believe it either. Right. But he's going to say what the player said at the moment because it also protects him too. Okay. While it's a reflection on the program, just like Kansas, we really can't hold those programs to that standard because it's not something that their players are constantly doing. You know what I mean? And so you got to hold the person accountable here. And in this game, Brad Underwood, right, came out and talked a little bit about, the incident. And I hope that this young man is suspended, not kicked off the team. Because it's not like Sousa. Sousa deserves to get kicked off the team in Kansas. Okay, this is another incident that he's involved in, and he was looking to make it even uglier than it could possibly be. Okay? And yet he was stopped by his assistant coach. In this case here, where you step on the player, it's disrespectful at every level. You didn't injure him, okay? So it wasn't like you stomped on him or something along those lines. But still, you deserve to get ejected. You deserve to get suspension. I don't know what they're going to do to Alan Griffin, but it needs to be a serious penalty. And the one thing for college basketball at this moment, another sport that has suffered a lot, by the way, and setbacks, and it's not nearly as good as it used to be, no matter how much these people try to push it on TV. But this is an important moment for college basketball in a way because you had two incidents on the same night and you got to watch out because you got to send the message to other young people. Remember, you're getting a lot of these kids that are one and done. They're not very mature. You don't get to develop them over 3-4 years or even five, sometimes depending on the player. And that coach gets to work with that young man for several years to develop him as a player and as a human being. And these are the moments where the kids at Kansas did not act like human beings. This kid here from Illinois, Alan Griffin, did not act like a human being. Okay? And when you do something like this and you step on, what was his name, Sasha Stefanovic or something like that, when you step on that kid, you have now separated yourself from the group. You are doing something that has nothing to do with basketball. You are acting in a completely unprofessional manner. It is time now for the NCAA, for Illinois, for Kansas to send strong messages. Don't wait for the NCAA. Do it on your own. Set the example that we will not condone this kind of behavior. And remember what I told you. You've got parents that are sending their kids there, and it's an environment that you hope they're safe. You don't want this to become any kind of a constant type of thing coming out of your program, because you're pretty good basketball. These are basketball programs that are, you know, upper echelon basketball programs, let's put it that way. And you want to make sure you send out the message to the parents and the guardians that your kid is going to be safe here and is going to be taught properly how to carry themselves. This becomes a reflection on the Illinois coach and on Bill Self in Kansas. We know it's probably not what they're teaching, but they've got to make sure they nip it in the bud right now, because down the line, then that becomes a thing that, wait a minute, is this how they do things there? You don't want that. So whether it's Alan Griffin or Salza or whatever, send the message. Send the right message is what you need to do. All right, we got 2 hours down. We got two more to go. Well, one more to go. And then we'll have more of a breakdown as practice goes on and after practice. Like yesterday, we came back on after practice, and we had Zach Bond on. Hopefully, we will get other players on, too, shortly. But let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up here. We got one more hour to go. Michelle Kaufman will join us also in the next hour. We'll have a little fun with her. We'll get our Inter-Miami report in. We'll see if we get any interviews also. Back with more right here on the Big O Show, live from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
Plus tax, tech, title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.